Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we're talking about this the other day, your love of vitamins, Carly.
Yeah, at the moment, I think I counted, I'm taking up to 7 vitamins a morning. There's a whole range from like magnesium to iron to B12. And I just want to find out if I'm investing my money well. So to tell us whether or not vitamins are actually making a difference in our lives is Dr. Andrew Rochford. Good morning.
Morning. It sounds like you're being held together by vitamins.
She is. She's more vitamin than woman.
I actually walk with a rattle right now. So, look, I've had different recommendations. None of them have been at the advice of a doctor for each different vitamin I'm taking. So I thought I would ask an actual doctor about vitamins. Should we actually be incorporating them into our day-to-day routine?
Well, the really interesting thing was that, or is, that we've survived as humans for a very long time before people figured out how to put vitamins into pills and then sell them, you know, on the internet. So the reality is that, you know, there are circumstances where you do need vitamins, where you do need supplements. And they, I mean, that's part of the reason we live to 85 now. We're not dying in our 30s. But I guess the point is, it's about what are you trying to achieve when you're taking vitamins and supplements, and what's actually missing from the other parts of your life that means that you need it. So there are circumstances where adding a supplement or a vitamin can actually, you know, help enhance your health and well-being. But just taking them for the sake of taking them to avoid the other things that we should be doing, that's not what they're needed for.
Is collagen a scam?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting one. So you read a lot of science behind collagen. You know, collagen is the building block that, you know, it's in your joints, it's in your skin, it sort of holds everything together, keeps it elastic. The collagen that you ingest is digested by your stomach. So how it gets from the acid in your gut to the places, I don't know, the bags under your eyes or wherever they're telling you on TikTok it's going to get to, I'm not sure medical science has completely figured out how that works just yet.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm not going to use the word scam, but again, if you're looking for evidence, and that, you know, that's the world we live in. We live in scientific evidence. So, you know, that there's not a lot of science behind that.
Another thing I often wonder about is, can taking too many vitamins be harmful to your health?
Absolutely. You can have toxicity in any number of them. If you take any too much of anything, it can be toxic. You know, it can cause liver damage, can cause blindness, can cause whole various. Oh, absolutely. And the thing is that what your body, I mean, it's so incredible that it's actually set up to make sure that you don't have too much of something. And when you get to a point where you've got enough, if you take too much more, it'll kind of just get rid of it. But if you just keep doing it, it gets to the point where it's overwhelmed and you can have toxicity from vitamins and supplements. And the other really important thing is if you're doing other things, like if you're eating certain foods, if you're taking certain medications, just because something is natural or supplements or vitamins, that doesn't actually mean that they're safe. It's part of the reason why making sure that, you know, your My Health record, which is a way of keeping up to date with everything that you've got your medical record in there, you've got all your medications being prescribed. So your doctor can actually see, if you are taking supplements, you should put it in your My Health record so that when they're prescribing something, it actually gives them alert to sit there and say, well, they're taking this vitamin, you know, you might need to think about that when you're prescribing this medication. So I think it's just important to understand.
Well, I get all my vitamins in a little baggie from Bali, so it's been working out for me so far, Dr. Andrew.
You should also tell your doctor about that.
In all seriousness, some great advice there. And I think definitely some people might be reassessing the amount of vitamins and pills that they're taking. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day, guys.